You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you. We're opening our broadcast service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, I Know a Man Who Can.
I can take a heart that's broken, make it over again, but I know a man who can. I can take a soul that's
Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for we know that he came into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we know that he did not come in vain, for he suffered, bled, and died on that old rugged cross, and rose again the third day, that he might be able to destroy sin out of our hearts and out of our lives, and to give us life eternal. So we thank you for your love in giving your Son, and for his love in giving his life for our redemption. Bless our broadcast to the precious people who are listening today. Make it a blessing to each soul. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
To guide me day and night, blessed Jesus.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Getting to Know the Unknown God. Reading from Acts chapter 17, beginning with verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath, yea, and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we should not think that the God of head is likened unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Paul was on his way, on his second missionary journey, and he had crossed from Asia Minor into Europe and was there in the northern part of what we know today of Greece. And he later came on down to Athens. And as I have just read, he saw this altar to the unknown God. And so he took occasion to speak to them about the unknown God. The unknown God statue or image was a product of Athens' diverse climate. Idolatry, Judaism and philosophies, sovereignty of man, humanism and so forth. The Athenians were willing to hear anything new and was waiting for the opportunity for hear new things. And so Paul took advantage of this to tell them of the God that they did not know. What a pitiful thing that is. The unknown God is a personal God. Forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device, for in him we live and move and have our being, verses 28 and 29 of our text today. He has attributes of a person. Yes, he has attributes as a person. Has a mind, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. God also has the attribute of the ability to think. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we read in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. God has the ability of love and hate. John 3:16, of course, very familiar scripture. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. The Apostle John said, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called, or that we should be, sons of God. But God also has the capacity to hate. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. So we read in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. And of course, God has the ability to speak. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2. We remember reading in the Old Testament how God came down there on the mount. It smoked and the rocks were made liquid, and they heard God's voice, and the people backed away from the mountain, and they said to Moses, You speak to the Lord, and then you speak to us. Don't let him speak to us. But God does speak, and he has a voice. Also, God has the ability of hearing and of seeing. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. So if we go before the Lord in a sincere way and pray in the Spirit, pray from the heart, God's eyes are over us and his ears are open unto our prayers. Again, 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Now, God cares. It may not seem so to some people, and some people think that God doesn't care, but God does care, for we read in the Scriptures, again, 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. If you ever had anyone that cared for you, God is one that does care for you. Don't forget that, and don't let the devil tell you a bunch of his lies and make you believe that God doesn't see and God's not concerned, because God does care, and he cares for his own. He is a God of compassion. He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Now, there's another characteristic about God that we may not think of very often, but God is jealous. Yes, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4 and 5. Remember now, we're talking about the God that was unknown to the Athenians, and Paul took the occasion to tell them about the true God. And here we read that God is a jealous God, and he forbids us to bow before images or worship idols, because he is the only one that is truly worthy of worship. I am God, and besides me, there is none other. The unknown God is a powerful God. He is the creator. Yes, he has created powers. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So we read in Genesis 1:1, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. We read in Genesis 1 and 24. His sovereign power. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and also verse 11. Now, these things give God a right to for us to obey him and to please him. He has a right to have us to worship him and him only. For thou shalt worship no other God. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Exodus 34:14. Giving him the right to command all men. Yes, since he is the only true God, the creator of all things, the one who gives us life and breath, he has a right to command us, and we are to obey him. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. This also gives him the right to judge the world, as I read from our text this today, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. That's 17 and 3 of Acts. And Jesus Christ is the one that Paul is talking about, God giving the right to judge, or he has appointed one to judge. And we must all stand before the judgment bar of Almighty God and given an account of the life that we have lived. His infinite power is unlimited by space. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heavens and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 27. We cannot escape his presence. Where shall I go from the Spirit, from thy Spirit? Or where shall I flee from thy presence? The psalmist asks in Psalm 139:7. Jonah tried to flee from the Lord and ended up in the belly of a great fish. Unlimited by time, before the mountains were brought forth, or even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Psalm 90:2. One day in the Lord's sight is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. So Peter tells us, 2 Peter 3:8. His self-sustaining power, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. So we read in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11. His providential power, by which we live, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. Another portion of our text. By which we can overcome temptation, trials, and tests. There has no temptation taken you such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will suffer you not to be tempted above that you are able, but will with every temptation make a way of escape for you, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. His saving power. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. Romans 1 and 16. Yes, God is able to save to the uttermost. This one scripture says, he took me out of that horrible pit and from the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my going. We also read about how God can take you off of the broad road and put you on that straight and narrow way. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. This unknown God gives eternal life. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Part of Jesus' prayer as recorded in John 17, verse 3. In conclusion, do you honor and obey as your God as your Lord? Are you prepared for his judgment day? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of every man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Yes, this God may have been unknown to the Athenians, but he is the maker of heaven and earth, and he is the maker of man, and we are obligated to obey him and to do his will. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Father, bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. If it has been a blessing, it would be a blessing to us to know. Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We'd like to invite you to be with us in our services, if possible, as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father had in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, he'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who any sorrow bears a heart that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.